Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
With my last girlfriend, sex was very long and pleasurable for both of us. She had multiple orgasms when we had sex, but now that I'm having sex with other women, my stamina continues to last very long and it's bothering them. What's the percentage or ratio of women that need one orgasm to have a happy sex life in contrast to those who enjoy multiple?
Thank you for your question. Although men vary in terms of how long they enjoy spending having sex, I would venture to guess, although I have seen no data on the topic, that while women vary, they probably vary a little bit less than men do, at least in terms of how long they would like to spend having vaginal intercourse. This is because vaginal intercourse can be a more painful experience for women than men, in large part because, by definition, vaginal penetration involves women's bodies being penetrated and often thrust into over and over again. For many women, vaginal penetration is highly pleasurable. Many women enjoy long sessions of vaginal intercourse. However, many are quite satisfied with 5 or 10 minutes of vaginal intercourse, in spite of what is often portrayed in Hollywood movies and mainstream porn movies. In one recent study that I conducted with my team at the Center for Sexual Health Promotion, we found that about 30% of women experienced pain during the most recent time that they had sex. This compared to about 5% of men experiencing pain during their most recent sex act. Certainly, longer periods of sex may bring about more chances for discomfort or pain, especially if lubrication runs low at any point. Speaking of which, in the same study, we found that about 1/3 of women, even young women in their early 20s, experienced difficulties with vaginal lubrication during their most recent sex act. We don't know the ratio of women who want or need one orgasm to feel satisfied with sex compared to those who enjoy multiple orgasms or even no orgasms. And while I understand your curiosity, I'd also like to suggest that the more important issue is what do you enjoy and what do the women you're having sex with enjoy? If you typically have sex that lasts for a long time, try keeping water-based lubricant nearby so that you can help make penetration more comfortable and pleasurable. Also, pay attention to your partner's experience. If she looks uncomfortable or bored, check in with her. Make sure that you're engaging in sex in ways that she finds pleasurable rather than going forth with sex on autopilot without attention to what she likes. Also, does sex last a long time because you want it to, or because you're unable to ejaculate more quickly even when you want to? Some men experience delayed or inhibited ejaculation and may find it difficult, if not impossible, to ejaculate even after 45 minutes or longer of thrusting. For some men, this occurs only during vaginal intercourse or oral sex. For others, this occurs during masturbation as well. If you would like to learn to ejaculate more quickly, try varying your masturbation routine so that you masturbate with lubricant or lotion sometimes but not others, using different hand positions, rhythms, and so on. Wearing a vibrating condom ring may also be helpful, as might using a more intense vibrating sex toy together with your partner or meeting with a sex therapist to discuss any concerns you may have in this area. I hope this is helpful.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I've been told by my gynecologist that I have a very small vagina. It's never been easy inserting tampons or even my boyfriend's finger. Every time we've tried to have sex, he can't get in me at all. What can we do?
Having intercourse for the first time is a big step for many women and can feel both exciting and anxiety-provoking as one thinks about the potential for pleasure as well as whether it will feel uncomfortable or hurt. Some women, like you, find that when they try to have intercourse, it feels near impossible, which can leave some women and their partners feeling frustrated and unsure about what to do. The first step I would suggest is to return to your gynecologist to learn more about what she or he means when they've said that you have a very small vagina. Some women have anatomical issues that make penetration particularly difficult, and your doctor may want to suggest a certain treatment or procedure that can make it easier for you to have intercourse. One relatively common treatment strategy involves using a vaginal dilator set, which you can sometimes buy directly through a healthcare provider or sex therapist, or you can order them online. Dilators sort of look like dildos in the sense that they're somewhat cylindrical, but they come in sets of about 4 to 6 and range in sizes. Often women are encouraged to try using the smallest dilator first, which is about the size of a pinky finger. One can insert the dilator with some water-based lubricant and then leave it in for a little while, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, or you can try moving it in and out, similar to intercourse. When the smallest size has become easy and comfortable to use, women may try the next smallest size, repeat the process, and eventually move to try larger sizes that are similar to the size, for example, of their partner's penis. In terms of positions, woman on top is sometimes easier because it allows for a woman to take in only as much of her partner as she feels comfortable with and at a pace that feels right to her. You may find that you need to use more lubricant than you initially expected to, and that it's easier if you apply lubricant to both his and your genitals. Even with these sex tips, however, it is still recommended to check in with your healthcare provider as a first step, as he or she can examine your body and give more personalized suggestions.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.